From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces launched an operation to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the Counterterrorism Service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn Monday to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. Iraqi Brigadier General Ali al-Hamdani said there is excellent coordination between the Iraqi army and Shia militia units taking part in the operation. He said enemy defense strongholds have been broken, Sharia courts destroyed, and command and control centers neutralized. As the battle raged, there are concerns over the plight of civilians still trapped inside, as well as the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Former Chadian dictator Issen Abre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued the verdict Monday convicting Abre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Suleiman Gwengweng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it's a happy moment. Human Rights Watch, which worked closely with the victims of Abre to bring him to trial, said the verdict sends a message that the days when tyrants could brutalize their people, pillage their treasury, and escape abroad to a life of luxury are coming to an end. Abre was responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. He fled to Senegal after being overthrown by Chad's current leader, Idriss Deby. This is VOA News. South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test, in violation of UN Security Council resolution, took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The ministry didn't indicate what type of missile was involved, but the Yonhap News Agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North has tried before to launch but failed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he swore in his new defense minister, held out the prospect Monday of reviving the Moroban peace initiative with Palestinians.
I take this opportunity to make clear that I remain committed to making peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors. The Arab Peace Initiative includes positive elements that can help revive constructive negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Netanyahu said his government is prepared to negotiate with Arab states revisions to a 2002 Arab Peace Initiative to reflect what he called dramatic changes in the region. Meanwhile, new Defense Chief Avigdor Lieberman of the right-of-center Yisrael Beiteinu party said he's committed to two states for two peoples. Mr. Lieberman's party widens the government's majority in the parliament, or Knesset. Taliban militants in Afghanistan intensified their attacks in southern Helmand province, killing at least 12 policemen Monday, reportedly following 30 dead on Sunday. Helmand is the largest province of Afghanistan and is a poppy-producing region. Egyptian authorities have taken into custody the head of the country's journalist union and two associates for spreading false news and harboring fugitives. The trial is expected to get underway Saturday. Amnesty International denounced the legal action, calling it a dangerous escalation and part of the government's draconian crackdown on freedom of expression. Last month, the head of the union called on the Interior Minister to resign over what he described as a police raid to arrest two journalists wanted for inciting protests. Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte was officially proclaimed president-elect of the Philippines by Congress Monday, with Congresswoman Leni Robredo as his vice president-elect. Mr. Duterte skipped the ceremony, remaining in Davao City, where he has resided since his May 11 electoral victory. President Obama marked the nation's war dead Monday on Memorial Day in remarks at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, calling on Americans to help the families of the fallen. He called on the living to fill the silence of those who have died serving their country.
For us, the living, those of us who still have a voice, it is our responsibility, our obligation, to fill that silence with our love and our support and our gratitude, and not just with words, but with our actions.
Americans have set aside the last Monday of every May to observe Memorial Day, once known as Decoration Day, following the Civil War. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.